Blog Talk Radio.
Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it willy, willy, won't it? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it willy, willy, won't it? Won't it do?
And we're going to ask her to come on in
and just lead us in prayer. God bless you, Sister Sonia. Hello.
Paul.
Sister Sonia? Yes, you can go ahead and pray.
Okay. I'm going to buy your house and give you all something. God, thank you for the money that you've given us. Why don't you do things for our week and our weekends? Ask that you help us with the problems we've been through at work, and this is at work, home, school, and Lord, pray for us today as we go through our meetings, conflicts that we are doing as an afternoon. I ask that you help us deliver any stress, any pain, any anger, any sadness, and fill it with happiness and endurance as we go through our conflict and as we talk and about our weeks and our weekend and how we plan to do what we're going to do. I ask that you help us to heal ourselves and we look past it so we can understand that things that we're doing this are over you. Forgive them, but don't forget, because you want to see the things you've done and the things that you haven't done yet you want to come through. I ask that you forgive yourself for anything you've done or you've wronged done in someone else. I ask that you help yourself if you feel aware of all the things you've done and how you treated people and how you wanted to be treated. I ask that you forgive yourself for anything that you've done. I ask that you forgive yourself for anyone who has done something upon you. And I ask that you love yourself like everyone and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Nothing like hearing the youth come before the throne of God. Praise God. We thank you, Sister Anya, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. For the youth. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, it's just a beautiful thing. Amen. That children and youth, amen, will press their way forward and serve God. To come in, amen, and have a personal relationship with our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, amen, if we have a youth that's going to have a scripture, amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we'll just go ahead and go with Matthew 19 and 14. To suffer not the little children. For you see, the children are our future. Praise God. Amen. If we have no children to take over and to move the church forward, praise God, it will die. Praise God. But just like in everything, praise God, in evolution, amen, praise God, that he will raise up young people, praise God, to come and to praise and to honor him, amen, that they can pray for one another, praise God, when they are homeless, when they are on drugs, when they are being bullied, when they're not receiving love from where they should be receiving love from a family unit, praise God, that they can come to God, that they know that they can come to God and talk to him and receive his undying, everlasting love for them, praise God. So we thank God for our youth on today, praise God. And you know, we don't have any form or fashion, praise God. Amen. Well, I know that our youth, praise God, we just do things simple in understanding, amen, the movement of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So this is our youth prayer night. Amen. And we hope that every youth as possible has come on and is coming on, praise God, to get something from the Lord, praise God, in their spiritual growth and personal growth with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to ask, is there any youth out there that needs some prayer? Amen. If you need prayer, praise God. Just press 1. Amen. And come on the air. Amen. Press 1. Come on the air. Amen. To receive prayer. Any of our youth. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to understand, praise God. Amen. We have caller 3361. You're on the air. Caller 3361. You're on the air.
I need praying for my school and my education.
You need prayer for what? Say again, sweetheart. Speak a little louder, a little
I
more
need
clear.
Prayer for my school and education. Why?
Okay. The school and education. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to pray for you, okay? Father God, we just come right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you heard Sister Shemaya's request, Lord God. Lord, she needs you on today. She needs you, Lord God, to come in and renew her mind, her heart, and her thought process. Father God, pertaining to her school, Lord God, pertaining to obeying those who have the rule and authority over her, Lord God. God, we ask, Lord God, that you come in the midst. And Father God, protect her, Lord God. Shield her in the name of Jesus. Give her wisdom and understanding, Lord God. Father God, to do things decent and in order in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, help her, Lord God, that if any bully or anybody, Lord God, come her way, Father God, Lord God, that you let her to understand, Lord God, to go to the proper authorities in the name of Jesus and not take things in her own hand. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, no evil befall her, no plague or no calamity come nigh her dwelling place. For all of her sufficiency is in you, Lord Jesus. So we thank you now and count it done in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Will there be another one? Will there be another youth for prayer? Press 1 and come on in. Praise God. Press 1 and come on in, youth. Tell the Lord what you need. Bring your petition before him. Hallelujah. He will hear your prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to pray for.
Who is this again? Okay, what's your petition?
I want to pray for my schoolwork. So I said that you watch over me and that I understand what I'm supposed to do with my life and how I'm supposed to care what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, sweetheart, you're going to need to repeat it a little bit more distinct, okay? And a little bit louder.
Okay. I want to pray for my schoolwork and for yourself and to let me know what I'm supposed to do with my life. And how is it going to feel what I'm supposed to do?
Okay, you said pray for the house, what you're supposed to do at home?
In school?
In school, okay.
Yeah.
Father God, we just come right now in the name of Jesus. You heard, Father God, your child's cry and plead. Father God, we know you can do anything but fail. So come in the midst right now, Holy Spirit. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her very feet in the name of Jesus. Father God. Unravel those things, Lord God, that need to be unraveled in her life, Lord God. Lord God, that she can travel a straight path and obey, Father God, and do the things at home that she knows that she needs to do in the name of Jesus. That she obey her parents in the name of Jesus. Father God, take the slothfulness away from her, Lord God, when it comes to her chores at home in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, give her zeal for her schoolwork in the name of Jesus. Father God, bring everything back to her remembrance, Lord God, so when she takes those tests and exam, Lord God, that she'll come through with flying colors and get the victory. Now bless her right now, Lord God. Protect her right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're going to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, because we count it done in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have a few words from our own sister, Anya. Praise God.
Hello?
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 Sister Anya?
Yes.
Yes, you can go ahead. We're looking for a few words from you.
Yeah. So, I wanted to talk about, has anyone ever found as people around them that took up for them and they're not their true friends? I learned in chemistry that you don't have much friends in the world because friends are people that respect you, believe in you,
mm-hmm.
pick up for you, protect you, honor you, and love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the people that I consider friends. I love associates, and I love my enemies, and I love everyone around me, too. But, you know, I went through a situation today where people were telling me about one of my friends. They're telling me how she did some nasty stuff and how she was just nasty and all this. And I was like, that can't be her.
Mm-hmm.
That's not her. You can't say that about her. You can't treat her that way. And I felt, again, when I was asked her about it, I was like, so you know they're doing this? She's like, yeah. I was like, well, you know what? Just know, I took up for you. I wasn't gonna let them just say that about you. I wasn't gonna let them talk to me about you in that situation and that there without hearing what you have to say about it. Because I don't like when people are going through a situation and someone else is talking about you in this situation where they're saying stuff that's not necessarily true or could be true, like.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some inappropriate stuff, really inappropriate stuff,
mm-hmm.
and being really disrespectful to people that you care about, and it just gets like a feeling. It's not anger. It's just like, why would you say that? That's not something that's kind. It's not something that's true. I don't believe you. That doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a feeling. It was deep down like, yeah, no, that's not true. She wouldn't do that. I know she wouldn't.
Mhm.
Mhm. So I just want to say, when you have friends, you're supposed to respect them, you're supposed to protect them, you're supposed to help them, care for them, love them, treat them as very own family, because friends, they only come around every once in a while. There's only one true, you only have a couple true friends in the world.
Mhm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, praise God. We thank Anya, amen, for those words, amen, praise God. I can definitely tell, praise God, that she has the Lord in her life for wanting to do the right thing and be the peacemaker, praise God. And this is what we're supposed to raise our youth to do, to be peacemakers. Just like us, amen, to show the light and the love of God, amen, to those, praise God, that don't know the Lord and the pardoning of their sins. to let their light shine before men, and let them see the good works in them that God has placed on our youth. Praise God. Amen. At this time, have a few questions for little sister Lorraine. Amen. Lorraine, like when you push one and come on in on the air. Praise God.
Yeah, I'm here.
You here, Lorraine?
Yeah.
Okay, the first question. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What significant change has happened to you since you believed and received the Lord in your life? What significant change has happened to you?
Well, I got saved when I was very young, so all I know is what changed, but when I was really young, my parents got split up, as most of you know, and the thing that really scared me the most was I didn't think that I'd see either one of them again. But God was working with us, and now I see my mother and my father every single year, and I'm just so thankful that I have that opportunity for when my parents are together, but I still get to see them. Most people don't know their dad when their parents split up, or maybe they don't know their mom, but I got the opportunity to know both of my parents. And who they are, and they've seen me grow up to be the strong, proud woman, young lady I am today. So I just wanted to say that was really the most significant thing that happened to me since I've been saved.
Amen. All right, Sister Anya. Come back, Sister Anya. Same question is posed to you. Yes, same question is posed to you. What significant change has happened to you since you believed and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life?
The most significant thing that happened to me is that I have more confidence in myself. I can be a leader that I know I'm supposed to be, and I can take charge and understand what I'm supposed to do and like how I'm supposed to do it and how I should help other people do it. People see me more as a leader now. I help out with other people and I give them advice, and I just like doing it a lot, and it's fun. And I guess I could say I grew in maturity levels mainly. I don't feel like I fit in the bargain area of a child. I don't feel like I still fit in the area of an adult, but I feel like I'm making my way there, and I'm understanding what leadership means and how it's meant for every different person, and how we should understand people's feelings before you say your own things. And I learned that a couple of days ago too. So I'm feeling that you should put not just other people's feelings first, but yours first too. Be fair, equally fair to everybody.
Amen. Okay.
Yep.
Sister Shemaya.
Yes.
Okay. Want to pose the same question to you, Sister Shemaya.
Okay.
What significant change has happened to you since you believed and received the Lord in your life?
The change I have is that I have a better relationship with my mom, and I get along with other people, because back then I was so mad at a lot of people because I've been hurt a lot throughout as a little girl, and so I used to have this attitude that I used to throw at people, like even people I don't know. And we took a break from church. We haven't been to church in about 3 years. And when I, like, start coming to church, I see, like, a better me. Like, now my academics are on point, and now I can really get myself together. And now I can have a better relationship with my mom as well.
Amen. Amen. Would you say this is a continuing process that you're going through daily?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Are there any other you that are out there that would like to respond to this question? What significant change has happened to you since you believe and accept the Lord in your life? And when you come on, just say your name and give a response.
I would like to answer the question.
Go ahead. You're on there. You can go ahead.
One moment.
Are there any of you that would like to respond to this question?
What am I saying? You put your spirit in me.
Reveal your glory and your power. And I've gone through your people. Then show me your okay.
Hello?
Yeah. I want to see you. Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Since I've been said, the most significant time that I've learned from is that I know who my true friends are, and I know who the friends that want to be my friends, but actually turns around and do keep behind my back. I also learned that even though that I have things in my life that I have to accomplish, I also have things in my life. The school that I have to finish. Also, when I start something, to finish something, not only to just to start on it and not finish, but finish it throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be something in life. That's it.
Amen. 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 We thank God. Amen. For you. Praise God. Lord God, I ask that you bless her right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, when she go out to do things, Lord God, that you condition her heart, her mind, and her thought process to finish the things that she start, Lord God. Move on her right now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Quicken her heart, quicken her mind, quicken her thought process in you, Lord God. And Father God, I pray, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. No evil befall her, no plague or calamity come near her dwelling place. But all of your sufficiency be in her, Lord God, in you, in the name of Jesus. Now keep her, Lord God. Keep in the center of thy will. Keep your hedge of protection and your angels ever present before. And we give you thanks and praise for her right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, youth, what I'd like to do right now, amen, praise God, is I'd like to have a corporate prayer for the youth, praise God. Amen. Amen. And at this time, what I'd like to do is call Mother Jackson forth, praise God, to pray for our youth, praise God. Amen. Amen. Mother Jackson.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come first, giving you honor who is ahead of my life, to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, each and every one in ABM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift every youth up to you this day, God. I pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. I pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God. Lead and guide them in the way that you will have them to go, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give them a great prayer life. Let them know that you are there for them and you love them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, God, I pray, God, that you let them know that they can sit and talk to you about anything and that you are their solver, the solver fixer for them in their life, God. Oh, God, we pray this day, God, that they grow up to be young women and young men doing the work of the kingdom of yours, God. God, continue to bring them up in the way that they need to be in the mighty name of Jesus and let them know that they don't have to have fear. They can stand boldly in you and speak as you will have them to speak in the mighty name of Jesus and let them know that they don't have to have friends around them that's in other situations. Just do the right things and love one another as Christ have loved them. These things, God, we ask you this day, continue to shield and protect them in their going and their coming, God. And God, let them, as they go to school, my Heavenly Father, let them know that they can be all that they want, all that they need to be in you, and increase their thinking ability, God, in the name of Jesus, and continue to let them love on you and to speak you in the name of Jesus and obey their parents and the people that are authority over them in the name of Jesus. We pray this day. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. We thank God, amen, Mother, for that prayer. Beautiful prayer over our youth. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. At this time, we're going to move to another question. Praise God. Amen.
Man.
This second question goes as such. And this is directed first to Lorraine. Lorraine. How has it made a difference in your family circles since you became saved?
Can you repeat the question? I can hear you.
Has it made a difference in your family circle since you became saved? That means in your household.
Yes, I have. My cousin, we had a disagreement and about to fight as though we were cousins. And I told him that that wasn't good and that we would solve their problems with their words and not with their physical. And we just got so small down and to tell them to be more wise with each other and not put their hands on each other because they're cousins.
And that they actually live in the same house, and they work together and they go to school together every single day, and it was just good for me to know that I actually helped them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Same question to
Anya.
Yes.
Same question is posed to you, Anya. Has it made a difference in your family circle, in your family life, in your family household since you've been saved?
Yeah. I feel that I became more my maturing and entering high school that I started stepping up some of the responsibilities that I have as an older sister and as older cousin and as a younger cousin to everybody in my family. I think that I respect everyone more than I respect everyone than I did before and that I understand what was going on in this different situation and how I should make them better. I think I changed. The porn does see me as, it really see me as a little girl that was clumsy and that didn't do what she was supposed to do. It seemed more like someone to be proud of, and I'm really happy with that.
Amen. Amen. Would you say trust is important for you to your parent and from your parent to you?
Yeah, it's really is important because I feel, when I was growing up, when I used to tell little lies and stuff, my mom would tell me how she didn't like liars and liars weren't good and it's not good to lie and all that. And I think I took it to the heart of this situation. And that I learned what I should do in those situations and how I should treat them better. I don't think I do that as much as I did before. And I'm happy I don't do that because we trust each other more than we did when I was younger. I'm happy of that.
Amen.
So really good.
Amen. Shamaya.
Yes.
Shamaya. Same question.
Yes.
Amen. Has it made a difference in your family circle since you've been saved?
I think I made a lot of progress since I got saved because I wouldn't say I was bad, but I would say that I used to make the wrong decisions. As far as doing stuff bad, hanging with the wrong crowd, a lot of stuff that not normal teenagers do, but I used to do a lot of bad things. And so now, like, since I got saved, I really have surrounded myself with not friends, but associates, because you never, like, nobody is your true friend but your mom and God. And I believe that I think I have matured enough, and I set examples for my younger siblings, and I think that I have done a very good job of respecting my mom and obeying her as far as little things like yelling, and I just learned to control myself.
Amen. When you say control yourself, what is that controlling? Your talk to your mother?
Yeah, like when she used to yell at me and stuff like that, I used to get very mad and talk back. And I used to say things, a lot of things, that I didn't think that was going to hurt other people's feelings. Well, I did, but I used to get mad a lot at people, and I used to talk back. So I really really controlling it and just staying to myself.
Amen. One more question, Shamaya. Do you contribute this change to you attending ADM ministry?
I do. I very absolutely do. Because before I came to church, it's like juvenile was coming for me every step. Like, I used to, like, always be in juvenile detention center after something I did wrong. So ever since I came to ADM, I seen, like, at first it was a struggle, but I had to work through it and learn that jail is not for me, and I need to stop going back there, because every time I used to go back there, I used to see the same people over and over again. So I really thank ADM because of my change, and they contribute.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We have one more question, praise God. Amen. As we come towards the end of our session. Okay? And this question, have any of you have had any problems recently or present with bullying. Shamaya.
I have a lot of problems with bullying right now. It does affect me a lot in so many different ways, to where that I start believing what other people say, and that's why I asked for the whole youth to pray for me, because I really get frustrated at what people say, and I think I'd be trying to, like, make people like me, but I figured out that if I like people, like, I'd be trying to, like, let's say, satisfy people, and I sit here now, and I think to myself, how I'm going to satisfy somebody if I can't satisfy myself? So, I used to have low self-esteem, but now I have high self-esteem, because, like, when anybody talks about you, I used to get very mad. I used to spaz out a lot, and I used to get ready to fight. But now, like, when people say stuff about me, I'll be like, oh, okay. So I don't really worry about it no more, but I get bullied every day. It's not a day that they miss to bully me.
Wow. Huh? How do you handle them bullying you, Shamaya? Okay, while Shamaya's thinking about it, Anya.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Anya.
Yes.
If you could please open your Bible.
Yes.
Same question is posed.
Chapter 2.
Have you been bullied in the past or now in the present?
And I answered the king.
And how do you handle it?
I was bullied. I didn't look so take it to heart. Hold on. But now I just don't care anymore. It's like when something happened in the call. I was bullied because, I was mainly bullied because, I think because the way my name spelled, it doesn't sound like, Onion. Sounds like Onion, which is so funny. So people are not, they call me Onion and they make fun of me. Because my name, how my name sounds, and because of how pimples. Because I was tall and all these things, and I can't look like everything else. But I don't think that really bothered me. The thing that really bothered me most is how people were disrespecting my name, how they were calling me out of my name, how I felt about that. And I think I feel more better than I was like, really good. You say they're right, you don't get it right. Like, if you do, I'm just doing it right after I remember it after a couple times.
Amen. Amen. So how do you handle that with a bully, you know, messing with your name?
When I was younger, I was really mad and started yelling and all this jazz. But now I just feel like, my name is Anya. Don't get it right. My name is Anya. You said it wrong, Anya. Well, I just in the right now. We have any other problems? I just feel like, that's not my name. My name is Anya. And I just like, are you trying to say Anya? Say, yes. Yes, my name is Anya.
Amen. Amen. Lorraine. Lorraine. Miss Lorraine.
I'm only going to get it. One more minute. Hello?
Yes. Have you been bullied in the past or present? And how do you handle it?
Well, I have been. And I've been bullied 3 times, actually. The first time when I was in
I want to say fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, I was in Alaska with my father. And me and my father really don't talk like me and my mother do. So I didn't really tell him because I didn't really think that I was important because my sister, she's the oldest. And to me, I thought she got all the attention. So I didn't really want to bother people with my problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept to myself. But then my teacher, she saw how the student was treating me, and she told the student to leave me alone. And then she got written up, and that just changed. It showed me that other people care about me, and I'm not alone. So I started sticking up for myself. And ever since then, I don't take a bully as a bully. I take someone who's always messing with me. But everybody around me sees that someone's bullying me. So when I got into seventh grade last year, I was at a new school, so I didn't know anybody. And I was all alone. And people just kept messing with me and saying that my lips are too big and my nose is too small and I have an oval face, but my lips are really big. And because I don't wear all the name brand shoes like Jordans and all the other pairs of shoes that they were picking on me. But I didn't really care because I've been bullied in the past. So it showed me that whatever people are saying, it's just because they're hating. So it's because they don't have my shoes or they don't have a pretty face. So it just showed me that they were just doing that because something's going on in their family or they don't have what they say I don't have. So they want to pick on someone who's less fortunate than them. And it just opened my eyes to see that not everybody has the things that I have.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'd just like to say that the word says, pray for those that despitefully use you. Amen. And so that's for all of our ADM youth. Pray for those that bully you and despitefully use you. Amen. And just turn them over to the Lord. So at this time, we're going to move on ahead for our pastoral marks coming from our own pastor, Temple Spencer. Pastor Spencer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, youth. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss on a brief, youth, before we close out? Anything? Nothing at all?
Yes. I have something to say before we close.
Okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, don't let insecurities affect you in your everyday life. And that without insecurity, you couldn't get confidence. And that your appearance doesn't affect how people see you or what you say mainly affects the people see you. But be yourself, be respectful and understanding and don't treat people with disrespect. And people will treat you the same way because you treat people the way you want to be treated. And insecurity don't affect you. And I also remind everyone of the three-step rule that I'm going to go with me. Number one, that you have people. Number two, and then if you again, tell them to stop. Well, I think that is number one, tell them to stop. Number two, tell them to keep them. Number three, you tell them that. Nothing wrong with some of that means, I don't have to explain that. But you say before you do something, don't just go out and blow somebody's face out or something like that. I think it's wrong.
Don't let your insecurities affect you and other people around you. Do as fast as you want to do. Do that. I know I'm this. Yes, I know I'm this. And I know I'm that. But I appreciate that I'm making you like that. So, that's what I want to say. Can I ask you some questions?
Amen. So basically, we just need to surround ourselves with good people, amen?
Yeah.
And those people that don't mean us any good, praise God. Again, we need to pray for them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this is for all the youth. Make sure you keep your leader in the prayers, okay, in your prayers. Amen. Sister Smith, praise God. She's a little under the weather, so keep her in your prayers, amen. Also, praise God, keep all of our leaders, from our pastors, Pastor Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, Pastor Smith, Pastor Carol, amen.
Man.
All of the mothers, praise God. All of the intercessors, all of our deacons, all of our mothers and fathers, keep everybody in prayer, especially
amen.
The other youth, praise God. Amen. Include them in your prayers when you pray. Always pray for someone else. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, I really enjoyed this session with our youth on the night. Amen. Thank God for you all coming on, sharing from the depth of your hearts. Praise God. And I thank God, praise God, that since you brought the Lord into your life, that it has made a difference individually and also in your family unit. So just keep on pressing. Keep on moving you. Amen. Now we're going to have Shemaiah to close us out in prayer. Shemaiah.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you have brought us. Thank you for letting us see another day. Lord, I ask you to protect everybody on this earth, everybody in this youth, everybody in this ministry, Lord. I ask you that you fill us up with your spirits, Lord, and help us get through any types of things we have going on in our life, Lord. I ask you to help us, Lord, as we move forward in the future. Lord, I ask if anybody in this family have any struggles, any past or something, Lord. I ask you that you remove that from their heart, Lord, and tell them, Lord, that it's okay. It doesn't matter what happens in the past. It matters what happens in the future, Lord. I ask that you bless somebody. Lord, I ask that you hold this family together in peace and kindness so that we can continue moving forward. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 And to let all the youth know, on November the 10th, which is a Friday, at 6:30 p.m. until 11 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel, we will have a youth fun night. Amen. Getting crunk for Jesus. Crunk for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Invite your friends. Amen. Bring them on down and have a good time in the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have DJ. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have refreshment. Praise God. And we're going to have a good time. How about that? Amen.
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 So bring your talents, you. Amen. Bring your talents. Amen. God gave it to you. So you might as well use it. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. until the next time, praise God, we meet, which is November the 10th, 6:30 p.m., Crown Plaza, Crump, for Jesus. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.